I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Timothy O'Connell, the Associate Director of Campus Ministry at Villanova University, has been arrested for child pornography. O'Connell has been charged as part of a federal investigation into a child pornographer who used the instant messaging app Kik to send images of toddlers to others. Officials were led to O'Connell through the suspect's phone, where they found evidence of a Gmail account O'Connell accessed both at his home and at Villanova. O'Connell admitted to authorities that he used the messaging app to, quote, communicate with others about the exploitation of children. China announced that it has filed a challenge with the World Trade Organization against President Donald Trump's most recent threat of tariffs. The Trump administration has accused the WTO of being unable to deal with problems that China poses and went outside the WTO to impose the latest tariffs on Beijing. China's filing comes less than a week after the U.S. Trade Representative proposed new tariffs, which would not take effect until September at the earliest. The United Nations has agreed to an all-encompassing global compact in order to better manage international migration. The compact took over a year of discussions and consultations between UN member states, local officials, and migrants themselves. All 193 member states, not including the United States, which withdrew last year, have agreed to cooperate. The compact is a non-binding agreement on 23 objectives that attempt to make migration safe and orderly through issues of national sovereignty and international cooperation. A beatification cause for Father Pedro Arupe, the former Superior General of the Society of Jesus and a former mentor to Pope Francis, has begun in the Diocese of Rome. The cause was announced at a meeting in Spain between around 300 Jesuits and lay associates that are involved with the International Association of Jesuit Universities. Father Arupe was born in Spain in 1907 and, as the Society of Jesus' Superior General from 1965 to 1983, led the order following the Second Vatican Council, shepherding them into a more social justice approach to their apostolic work. For continuing updates on more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.